Well, that's, I mean,
he's a little guy. I mean, he's not a big guy that's out there running.
Well, again, it's another, like I said earlier, I mean, you prepare for it. I feel like it's it's not as dramatic as they're trying to make it seem for us. I mean, like I said, and you have a team who's doing it, and you come into the game knowing that they're doing it. I mean, you prepare for it, and you read your keys, and you play like any other play. Where it can get a little sticky is, like you said, when it just comes out of the blue.
Right.
And who has a quarterback? It's more of a miscommunication where they're going to make you wrong. You know, if I play the dive, you're going to keep it, obviously.
Yeah.
You upfield on the quarterback, they're going to give it up, and he's going to take off running. So, I mean, you just got to, like I said, as the week progresses, prepare for it, and then game time, you know, play your game.
Did you guys spend a fair amount of time this week watching the first Buffalo game? And was that part of what you did?
We always do. Yeah, I mean, we self-scout pretty much every game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the way we work. I mean, we're not – I mean, we know that there's teams out there who are watching things that we didn't do well or plays that maybe we didn't fit up right or hurt us, and obviously they're going to try to attack those weaknesses, and we have to know, hey, we didn't do this so well, so maybe we should – work on that or fix this or address it. And I mean, again, that's no different than the past few weeks either.
So what did you see in that game?
Well, we let up some plays where, I mean, again, this league is, I mean, the margin of error is so small, and we have to go out there with the mentality that, like I said, I mean, 12 out of 14 games, one score. I mean, we have to go out where every single game, every single play could be the play that changes the outcome of the game by the end. So in the last game, we literally shot ourselves in the foot a couple times, let some plays get out, missed a couple tackles. Maybe communication wasn't, you know, where it needed to be. And I mean, I think the big play was our Achilles heel last game. So eliminating that, whether it's communication or firm tackling or whatever it may be, eliminating that. And then obviously I think the rest take care of itself.
Do you ever feel like the way you guys have won games this year, there's a thing like destiny? I mean, you can get on a roll and get momentum. I mean, is that in your mind at all, that this could be your year?
I don't know if that destiny and all that. I just kind of get into a guy. I'm one of those guys who luck favors ready. I mean, you prepare, you do your job and do what you're supposed to do, and things happen. I mean, we go out there, and I think we've been, like I said, we've been in so many close games where, I mean, you know, this game is not going to probably be any different. Every play is going to be important. It's not like, oh, this quarter we're going to take a backseat and then we're going to turn it. It's not like that. You have to play every single snap, all 60 minutes, and we've seen what happens when you play 53 minutes. It's not a league or a situation where you can do that. So it's going to take 60 minutes all out from every person.
Is this perhaps one of the most unusual seasons you've ever been a part of? You got the 4-game losing streak, controversy in the locker room, and now here you are in December, you know, with as good a chance as anyone to be in the playoffs.
It's definitely not been dull, I can tell you that. I'm sure there's some high blood pressure medicine being passed out all around Miami. Like I said, all these close games, but I think that's Bill's character. Obviously, the guys who know how to play, know what it takes. You know that it's not just, you know, want to throw your hat in the ring and want to come out with a W. It's hard to win this league, and to do it consistently and doing it over and over again, doing it, like I said, playing and play out. It takes tremendous effort. It takes, you know, the cooperation of every guy on the team. It's not like I said, I was telling guys, there's no backside of a play. Just because your play is not your way, it doesn't matter. You have to give it all you got every single play, and that's the only way you can win this league.
Can you kind of taste it though? You're so close.
I only taste Sundays, really. You know, I'm one of those guys. I mean, when the door closes, is the sign still up? Is there 1-0?
No, it says playoff second.
No, yeah. I guarantee you that sign. But that's the kind of mentality we've had. I mean, literally, the last 4 weeks has been the biggest game of the year, and guess what? So is this week. So it's obviously a big game. I'm not thinking about 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now. I'm thinking about this Sunday. You know, doing our job as a whole, playing a full 60-minute game, and I feel like when we do that, the outcome will be good.
There's no doubt, though, if you weren't playing, you know, for contention, everything would be different. Practice would be different. The mood in here would be different. How special is it? You know, it's not just another game. It's not just another big game. How special is it?
Well, I might have to disagree with you. I've been here when it's been, I don't want to say important, but when the playoff, I'll just be honest, playoff hopes were kind of squashed and we're, you know, just playing football. But at the end of the day, everybody is professional and guys still go at it for a thousand different reasons. And, I mean, you're on the football field, you want to win. And this week's no different. It's not like, I mean, if we weren't necessarily in the playoff, why not play any harder this week? Then, you know, last week. But, you know, it takes everybody's effort all game long, and that's the only way you can win.
Sure, it's a lot more fun this way, though, right?
Winning is fun regardless. So I'm going to enjoy it whatever way I can get W's. And obviously, you know, moving forward, we still have a goal out there that is attainable. And I know everybody in here is doing whatever they can to make sure that happens.
How rewarding is it to control your own fate here? You don't have to depend on anybody else to get to this point.
Well, that's the way we won it from the moment we stepped in the locker room. You know, you come into this game and you obviously everybody wants to play for the postseason. And, I mean, we looked in the locker room, we looked at each other as defense and said, hey, you know what? Look around the room. I mean, look at the DBs, look at the linebackers, look at the front. Like, where can't this happen? Like, all the pieces are there. We just got to go out and do it. And here we are, you know, end of December, where we still have the opportunity to reach our goals. And, you know, all it would take is for everybody, like I said, everybody to buy in the next couple of weeks. And, like I said, the rest will take care of itself.
Did you know the situation as soon as Cincinnati lost?
I couldn't tell you another person's record in the NFL, whether they won. I didn't watch the game last night. Like, none of that matters to me because I can't control that. It has no bearing on me and what I do on Sunday. So if Buffalo was playing last night, I would have watched, but they're not. So I was on my playbook worrying about what happened on Sunday.